Welcome to Expect Increase, where mindset and sales meet. This is episode 37, How to Get Noticed Online, Engaging and Solution-Focused Content. I'm Sharique Richardson, founder of Digital Innovation Media Group. I'm the lead designer and marketing strategist. And what we do is we help you maximize your sales, your impact, and your reach so your business can elevate to the next level. And I'm joined today, before I tell you where I'm joined with today, you can get more information about us at digitalinnovationmg.com. And I'm joined today with Rashana Price. Rashana, how are you?
I'm doing well, Sharique. It's good to be here. And I love the fact that we always have a great topic to discuss. So I'm Rashana. I am a leadership and success coach and trademark owner of the phrase giver of awesomeness. And I really just know that everyone has something awesome to give to the world, and my desire is to help them get there and overcome anything that's in their way. You can learn more about me at www.rashanaprice.com.
Perfect. So today we have a great topic. We're talking about, we're continuing the series on how to get noticed online. And today it's all about your content. And we know content marketing is what makes people stop and read your homepage, your landing page, your social media posts, your blog. You know, it's all about the content. So we're going to talk about how you can really, really look at your content right now and make it more engaging and solution focused for the people that you're looking to reach. Okay. So I'm just going to discuss some recommendations I have, and we're going to have you have any questions or anything like that. Rashana, add. Of course, I know you have great content because you also write, so I know you can definitely chime in with this.
Absolutely. Yeah, go ahead.
So the first thing is building out a calendar, because we're talking about saving time and being more efficient and working smart. So look at the month ahead of you. Right now, look at the month where the next month. If you're already halfway through the month, look at next month. What's coming up? Where are the holidays? What are like the leading day? We all have these national whatever days, right? So what are the national days of that month, and how do they relate to your content, right? Great. And also another thing you just do is breaking down your month by the week and themes. So key example for me is, let's say I do web design, I do SEO and social media. So 1 week I may focus just on web design. I'll talk about your design, I'll talk about statistics on what people look for. I'll just break that whole week down about web design. And the next week, I'll tie it into SEO, right? Because all that's related, and they'll come right into SEO. Here are some great things to do to optimize your website. And then we talk about social media. So that way, you're not thinking, what do I say? How do I put all these things in my head out? Dump it out and spread it out over the month. And that way, it's planned out, and you're not as overwhelmed every day thinking, what do I say? You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a really good tip, because what can happen is if you kind of leave it to the last minute, or you're trying to, if you don't have a plan, you could wake up and it'd be National Donut Day and you be a person that loves donuts, but you don't have a post ready to go. Exactly. So yeah, you would definitely want to be able to, especially on the national days and where you have a calendar, then you're already ready to go. And then all you have to do is comment if it's pre-scheduled. Or what you can do is, if you know you're posting it, you can also share a picture of what you're doing if you're engaging in that content as well.
Right. And even if you're doing it by the week, if you're a blogger, that's perfect. Take your blog post and break it down in 5 little chunks. You can do an image of something you said in your, like a quote, an image quote of a line out of your blog. You can do the next day just an image of maybe someone, if you're blogging about lifestyle, maybe an image of someone shopping and looking for something like makeup or something like that. But every day you can take something from that blog and just chop it out in 5 little pieces. And that way it's already planned if you're doing it by the week. Okay. And a final thing is look at insights. Every social media platform has insights that tells you what your highest ranking for engagement posts are. So for me, for instance, one of my highest ranking types of engagement or posts that get me more engagement are those that share either marketing related quotes or statistics. So I know I need to do some more of those. But, you know, kind of mix it up. Don't just do only quotes and statistics. Give them something to look at, too. Mm-hmm. So maybe an image. So one post can be just a text. The next post can be an image of maybe a laptop with a nice design website on it, or a website that has Google on it, something like that. So you kind of mix it up so you're not just doing the same thing over and over. You know what I mean?
Yep, that's exactly what you mean. Because when you think about other people that you might be following or looking at, you'll quickly scroll away from their content if it seems like it's the same thing over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
Think about someone who always just posts selfies.
If right.
That's all you're ever getting from them, soon you're just like, okay, it's just another picture of someone with their duck lips and some makeup on. Like, I need something more.
Right.
So you definitely want to be more diverse in what you post.
Exactly. So here are some ideas to do. Number one is engaging. You know, the best posts are ones that ask questions, because it invites your followers to actually participate in the post. So asking engaging questions like, hey, when was the last time your website was designed? Just give me some examples. Even if it's in your IG stories and you're like, well, asking about a popular movie, everyone was talking about Bird Box around the holidays, you know, so talk about that. Also using trending hashtags. Look on Twitter and see what's everyone talking about, and make it relevant to your business, because you're joining the conversation. And you're showing people that you're up to date on things like that. And so those are things that you can do maybe the day of. But if you already have it planned out, you can always pop in an extra post, because an extra post is not going to kill you. It actually can help you, you know? Another thing is solution focused, because you want to make sure that people are getting something from what you're putting out there in your content. So a great formula to use is, number one, paint the picture. What's going on? Use emotions, like, you're sitting at your desk at night and you're feeling overwhelmed. You're feeling like you're a failure because you're getting behind. And then share your story. Hey, I've been there. And then offer your solution. So that's a solution-focused type post, where you're letting the person know, I know how you feel. I've been there, and this is what I did. And we've talked about this in previous episodes. And that's really great to use. The third one is videos. You cannot get away from videos. Those are one of the best ways to get people drawn in, because they see you and they hear you and they get to see all the little quirks and things like that. So just something quick and easy, you know, quick little bites of content for your videos, answer questions in your niche. Put some subtitles there, because most people, they say, this is kind of funny. Most people are actually in the bathroom when they're watching videos and, you know, taking bathroom breaks if they're working still. And so those subtitles really help, because they only have so much time and they want to like get to the point. So, you know, they say that most people are watching it in the bathroom. So have some subtitles, make it easy, right?
Yeah. Make it easy. Yeah. For those that are, or they're in their cubicle and they're supposed to be working and they just are taking a little break on their phone. They don't want the sound up, but they want to know what's happening. Definitely. Yeah. Subtitles are helpful. And the other thing is that you can post the same video or the same content in multiple places.
Right.
Because you don't want to assume that your audiences are the same, even if you have the same followers. They may not get on all those platforms. And while you think, okay, I put it out there, your content can be recycled, because people will forget, one, or two, what'll happen is you think you've reached an audience and you may not have gotten to them.
Exactly. And so that's very important, that you mix it up and put it out there everywhere that you are and that your clients are.
Mm-hmm.
The last one is audio. You know, you have the power now to use audio posts where you can talk. So if you're like, I'm not a writer, I'm a talker, that's perfect, because you can put out an audio image or post out there, and it has an image actually with it. You can see the sound waves over it. And you're talking, so the image tells your viewers or listeners what you're talking about, and they can listen. And this is something for people who are in the car, excuse me, for people who are, you know, walking, maybe for lunch, want to get up to date on what's going on in the business world, that kind of thing. And finally, is what we're doing now. We're on the podcast.
Yep.
podcast is the perfect way because it's so easy. The entrance into the market is so easy right now. And you can share it everywhere. Social media, your website is ridiculous. So if you want to go beyond audio posts and make it a regular thing, then start a podcast. Because some people are better talkers than writers. Mm-hmm. There's something for everybody, right?
Right. And the best part about audio is when we think about communication in general, sometimes the audio message will get across to someone better than a video.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Because they can pick up on the tone and all of that. Sometimes some of the images in a video may actually distract someone from really getting your message that you need them to get across. You're trying to help them. You're providing them with the service. You have a solution. So being able to even record a video where you can separate the audio gives you two different ways that you can use the same content.
Exactly. And that's the thing, is just making sure that you look at what works for you. Mm-hmm. Knowing yourself, knowing your client, and knowing how they receive information. And another thing about content is people want to either see it, read it, or hear it. So give them 2 out of 3. Okay? So
that was good. Say it again in case people are driving or writing it down, they didn't get it.
Sure. See it, read it, or hear it. So really look at, you know, mix it up, 2 out of 3. So like the video, they're seeing it, but they're also reading your subtitles. So they can still see you and, you know, see your little, you know, get to know you and build trust, but they're also reading it if they cannot hear you at the time. So you really want to make sure that you're mixing it up and using 2 out of those 3 with your content. Make it easy for everyone to hear you and hear your message across the board.
Mm-hmm. Yep. You don't want them to be wondering or lose their attention. So if for some reason they are really auditory and you have a video without good audio or the audio is hard to follow, then you'll lose them.
Right.
So any of those things will happen. So if you give them 2 out of the 3, if one isn't working for you, you can still keep them, or you have a higher percentage of chance that you'll be able to keep them.
Exactly. So, you know, just meeting them where they are.
Exactly.
Right. And so we definitely hope that we were able to help you as far as having more engaging and solution-focused content, because that's going to really get you noticed online. It's going to help you stand out. So content marketing is not a one-size-fits-all. It's something that you have to work out for yourself and look at how what's best for you. And, of course, if you are looking at it like, oh, my gosh, what the heck is this? Delegate it to someone who does know, who could sit down with you and ask you questions and bring out that content from you and take it over for you. That's the beauty of being in business. When you don't know, that's when you hire somebody who does know, and they make your life so much easier, you know?
That's right. Yeah. Don't be afraid to do that. If you're like, oh, I'm not so sure, definitely outsource it or work in partnership where there's pieces that you do, but you hire someone to do other pieces.
Right. And that's totally fine. You know, people, there's nothing inauthentic about someone else helping you put your message out there.
Absolutely.
That's
exactly what I do. I produce content and then I let other people edit it and break it up, and mm-hmm. they have all these great ideas around what it should look like and memes and all of that. And I love my team that does that.
Yes, it's perfect. And so, so we definitely suggest that if you're wondering what in the world, if you're listening to all these things. And so we definitely thank you for joining us today. Please keep in mind, this is a pre-recorded episode. I'm Sharique. You can find me on Instagram at Digital Marketing Works. Facebook, I'm at my business page, Digital Innovation Media Group. And of course, I'm on LinkedIn. There aren't too many Shariques. Where can we find you, Rashana?
Yes, you guys can find me on Facebook and on LinkedIn as Rashana Price, and on Instagram as Giver of Awesomeness.
Perfect. Thank you so much for listening to us today, and we will chat with you next time.